Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good morning, everyone, and welcome to Breakfast with Books here on Conversations Live, where we give you a little something to be able to inspire you throughout your day and to think about throughout your week. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio affiliate through 90.1 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com today, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today, we have a very special treat to start off the week for us. We have not only an award-winning recording artist now, of course, the author of this brand-new book, Embraced by God, Babbie Mason, is here with us to talk to us about her journey in life and what led her to write the book. Babbie, good morning, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Good morning, Cyrus. I'm so happy to be with you today.
Well, I appreciate you taking out the time. You have had a very busy career as a recording artist, and then, of course, now you have the release of this new book last month. Talk to us about this journey for you, Babbie, because you have really grown into your greatness in a way that I think has inspired people literally around the world. When you think of the way that your story and your life is inspiring people, how does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel humble. I'm so humbled. First of all, I'm humbled that God would continue to kind of reinvent me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because our culture oftentimes convinces us that by the time we, you know, hit 30, or definitely by 40, and sure enough by the time you hit 50, you know what I'm saying? You might want to consider retiring, or, you know, there may not be a whole lot of use for your gifts or your talents. But may I just say that when you walk with God, He continues to stir up your gifts. He says, I have a plan, and there are no conditions to that plan. It doesn't
right.
say I have a plan for you until you're 50 or until you're, you know, 55 or until you retire. He says in Jeremiah 29:11, I have a plan for you to prosper you and not to harm you, a plan to give you a hope and a future. And so with God, always our best and brightest days are always ahead of us.
Right, and I think that in itself is such a blessing for all of us to be able to know. You know, this is something that is not easy, though, Babbie. How is it that you came to realize that God loved you for you? Because that's really what this book reminds me of. God loves us for who we are. When did you come to realize that, and what has that done in the way that you've directed your life?
Well, let me say that this whole relationship with God, it's a journey. You know, it's not a sprint. It's not something that you do one day and then you're cool for life. You know, this is a journey, a moment by moment, day by day, putting one foot in front of the other. And you can never put God in a box. He cannot be contained. So you keep realizing something new and refreshing and beautiful about Him as your journey in life progresses. And it's
right.
the same with me. I was born a preacher's daughter, and so I've been going to church all of my life. As a matter of fact, I've been going to church since 9 months before I was born. That's how long I have been involved in church.
Right.
Accepted Christ when I was a very, very young girl, and was raised serving in my daddy's church. I played the piano for the church. So, and then I progressed into, you know, Christian work with being a Christian recording artist and singer and songwriter and author. And so my life is kind of wrapped up into all things Christian. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
But let me just say that even as somebody who has walked with God almost all of my life, there is something always new and beautiful and awe-inspiring to be discovered about our relationship with God. And let me tell you how this Embraced by God journey began for me.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I've been, next year, if I live to see February of next year, I will have celebrated my year of Jubilee. I will have walked with the Lord as a Christian 50 years of my life. And I just discovered something that is so awesome that it has literally transformed my walk with the Lord. I was sitting in church one Sunday morning when the pastor said, turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, I am God's favorite. Well, I said that to my husband, and he said that to me, and people around us said that, and they kind of chuckled as we said it, you know. It was kind of a light-hearted moment.
Uh-huh.
But in the days that followed, I could not shake that phrase. What does it mean to be God's favorite? I mean, I know God loves me. I have no problem with that. But to be God's favorite, I don't know about that. That might be overstepping a boundary, or it might be a bit presumptuous to consider myself God's favorite.
Right.
And so, but it wouldn't leave me. That phrase just, I just could not shake it. And so I went to the Word of God, and I began to do some searching in the Bible to find out where I could find scripture verses that could support this trail of thought. And I found a passage of scripture in the book of John, chapter 17, verse 23, that says, Jesus is praying for us, and he says this in chapter 17, verses 22 and 23. Jesus is praying, so he's talking to the Father, and he says this, I have given them, meaning us, I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me, and may they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you have loved them just as much as you love me. And when I read those words, I could hardly believe what I've just read, that Jesus wants us to know that God loves us just as much as he loves his own son.
Mm-hmm.
And when the weight of that revelation fell upon me, Cyrus, I could hardly catch my breath. I sat in the corner of my kitchen where I have my morning quiet time and my coffee. I looked up into the sky, into the ceiling, and I said, God, you mean to tell me you love me as much as you love Jesus? You love me as much as you love your own son? And ever since that revelation, as I'm trying to unpack that, it has just transformed my life to understand that God could love me that much.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, it makes perfect sense when I read Ephesians chapter 3 that when Paul is praying for us, that we would know the height and the depth and the breadth and the length of God's love for us. And there's no way that you can get high enough or low enough or deep enough or broad enough to contain God's love. And when you try to walk in that, it's quite overwhelming just to begin to process that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you begin to process it, you allow it, or I'll speak personally, I have allowed it, and I encourage people that are walking this journey with me to impact every area of your life.
Wow.
When you realize that God loves you like he loves Jesus, then it makes sense. Well, then I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Mm-hmm.
And because God loves me, nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate me from that love. And because God loves me, I am an overcomer. And because God loves me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you begin to connect these dots, and all of these lights begin to come on, and your love life with the Lord is taken to another level. It even begins to tenderize your heart. You begin to see people differently. You begin to see people, even strangers, with more compassion and more understanding, and you begin to operate in your gifts more effectively and more fluently because you allow the love of God to begin to stir up the gifts that are in you, and those gifts come to the surface. And because you're so full, you know, the love of God, it's this overwhelming presence of him in your life. And it begins to overflow, and it overflows on people that you come against, you know, on the bus or in the
right.
airport or at work or at home. Or, you know what I'm saying? And it begins to impact every area of your life. And that's really how this Embraced by God journey began for me and really what inspired this book. So this book, Embraced by God, is a 21-day devotional, and every day we'll just look at a different aspect of the love of God and how we can allow his loving presence to impact our lives. I call that process living loved, how we can learn to live loved and allow God's presence to change us from the inside out.
Yeah, and that is what is so powerful about this, Babby. And I just want to say for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Breakfast with Books here on Conversations Live. I'm speaking with award-winning recording artist and author Babby Mason. She's talking to us about the book Embraced by God. She just referenced it there, celebrating who and whose you are. But what you just said, Babby, I want to backtrack just a little bit, because what you said about the revelation that came to you through that scripture, I think it really puts in better perspective, and this is what I thought about throughout this book, really makes us live John 3:16.
Yeah.
I mean, we say the words all the time, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But to really, I think, to appreciate what that means, that he was willing to give, you know, something so intimate of himself for us really shows the level of love that he has for each one of us. And I think that does help us to personalize it. Another thing that you have in the book, and it's when you're talking about taking a leap of faith and something that is not always easy, you say this on page 314 in the book, Babby. I want to share it with our listeners. Under the heading, The Dynamic Power of Faith, greatness lies deep within you. God has given you an assignment, and it's up to you to gain a clear understanding from him of just what that assignment is. Once you have an understanding, pray for the faith, wisdom, vision, strength, and obedience to go and do it. And this is what I think is so amazing, and I said this in my review on Amazon.com. What is so great is that we already know what the answer to all of our problems are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being able to formulate for us that we are ready to accept that answer. So that becomes the true question. You know, are we ready? Are we ready to walk in that greatness that
yes.
has already been outlined for us? But, you know, Babby, I know it sounds easy, but a lot of people are broken down. This, of course, is a month where April is recognized for a lot of things, but especially Sexual Abuse Awareness Month. And I think about so many people who have been told or shown that they are less than.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for them to understand and appreciate the greatness in them, talk about why this is really, as you said, you know, it covers 21 days, but this really is a day-by-day journey for all of us.
Yes. And I'm so glad that you brought that up, Cyrus, because when we begin to examine the love of God, a lot of us have questions.
Mm-hmm.
We have questions like, well, if God is so loving, then why do bad things happen to good people?
Mm-hmm.
Or if God is so loving, why did this happen to me in my childhood? Or why did I get cancer? Or questions like that. And so everybody's journey is individual to them. But here's my answer to that, is that when we, you know, we could ask all these questions that torment us oftentimes because the answers are not easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when our faith and our trust and even our hope, you know, have to kick in. But what I would say to people who are asking questions like that is you have a choice to make. You have a decision to make. If you're a believer and you know, everybody has a challenge or struggle in their lives, but if you're a believer and you've come to know Christ as your Lord and Savior and you know that you can trust him with every area of your life, then let me challenge you to ask some new questions, some questions that you can get an answer to. Because questions like, why did I get cancer, or why did my husband have to die, or why did my child have to, you know, get leukemia, or whatever the case might be, let me encourage you to ask some different questions. Maybe you might ask, God, how can this situation in my life, what can I do to turn this around, and instead of this bringing me grief and hurt and pain, how can I turn this around so that I can give you glory with my life in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
Or you might consider asking this question. Lord, as I'm giving you glory, because the Bible says that he causes all things to work together for good because we love him and we're called according to his purpose. So God, because I love you and you love me, and you're somehow going to cause this to work together for good in my life, then how can you get the glory? And then how can I help somebody else who is going through a similar struggle? Now, we can
right.
get answers to those kinds of questions. And I think not only answers, but we can also find healing in that kind of journey. Because, you know, in this life, we may never know the answer to some of those really, really hard questions.
Sure.
But God can help us get the answer that we need for the moment and help us to go in it and to grow in it and not only change us, but change the people in our lives or people that we come in contact with. And that is what I know to be true. That is what I'm walking in right now. That is what I know, as I say in my house, that's what I know for sure.
Right.
And because I know that God, he is true to his word.
Exactly.
God is a God that cannot lie. He will not lie. He can never lie because he is God, and he is holy, and he is sovereign, and he sees our end from our beginning. And we're living this out day by day by day, and so we have to trust. And on that same page, I turned to that page as you were reading it, Cyrus, and at the bottom of 314, I spell out an acronym for the word faith, and
right.
I say I still remember it today. And what that says is, forsaking all, I trust him. Regardless of the questions I have, regardless of the unanswered things in my life, the unresolved issues in my life, regardless of the stuff that I'm carrying through my life, forsaking all, I trust him. And I'll tell you something else that I found, that I find that I trust him, I'm forced to trust him when there are issues in my life.
Mm-hmm.
When the issues in my life force me to run to him, and they force me to lean into him and to trust him. And I often think that if I didn't have this challenge in my life, would I trust him as much? Would I put all my trust in him, or would I go on and do Babby's thing?
Exactly.
So I challenge people that, you know, when you know that God loves you the way he loves Jesus, and that he'll do nothing to hurt you or nothing to harm you, Romans chapter 8, in that chapter it says, if God is for you, who can be against you?
Right.
So I want to challenge listeners today to trust the word of God, and not only believe that God so loved the world, which he did and he does, but he loves you.
Right.
He not only loves the world, he loves you. And he not just loves you, he so loves you. You ever looked up the word so? So means to a great extent, to the greatest degree. God loves you that much. And so if we'll just lean into him and cause him to wrap us in his arms, I love that word embrace, because an embrace is different than a hug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a hug is, you know, for a moment, but an embrace is for all time. An embrace is an encircling of security where you know you are not going to be let go. And so I'll challenge people to make that decision to be embraced by God, to allow God, open up the door of your life, allow God in, and trust him with the challenge, whatever that challenge you're facing right now, to roll it over onto the Lord, and then say, God, how can you get glory out of my life in this situation? And by faith, just keep taking those incremental steps and see what happens.
And that is the challenge for all of us. And I think it's something that all of us can do and should be inspired to do, as you said here, I mean, because he loves us so. And that I think, is the real, real big takeaway from this conversation today, Babby. And I really appreciate, again, you taking out the time to be with us, because I think there's so much in this book that people can benefit from. I said in my review as well, men as well as women can take away great lessons from this book. Again, it's Embraced by God, Celebrating Who and Whose You Are. The author is Babby Mason. You can find the book, of course, wherever books are sold, but for everything Babby, including music and books, you can go to her website at www.babby.com. That's BABBIE.com for more information. And Babby, again, continued success and blessings to you, and we welcome you back anytime.
Thank you so very much. And I do want to say, for those that are listening,
sure,
a women's Bible study is coming out in the fall, in September. So if you're a small group Bible study kind of a person and you really want to examine this whole truth with friends on over a period of weeks together, not only enjoy the book, but the Embraced by God Women's Bible Study is coming out in a few weeks. And there's also a companion CD with beautiful music that helps us to get this truth down in our souls through music and worship. And that CD is called Embrace. You can also get that CD at my website at babby.com.
All right. Well, again, you can definitely go to babby.com to make sure you stay up to date with everything she has going on. And I think that's great information, too, about the study group as well. And, Babby, as I said, I mean it. You know, anytime you'd like to come back, we'd love to have you.
Thank you, Cyrus, and thank you so very much for letting me share my heart with you and all the listeners and bloggers and people joining us online. It's a real treat to speak with you today.
Well, same here. The pleasure is all ours. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be joining us from Massachusetts with our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live this morning at 90.1 FM and also online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.